Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Once twinkling with the tireless glow of stars, the night sky now lies dormant under the ceaseless siege of environmental neglect. A canopy that harbored dreams now only feeds the nightmares of a bleak future. Night Skies, the Lost Canopy's legacy, chronicles the dire transformation of celestial panorama into a haunting void, untouched by the luminous dots that once mapped our mythologies and scientific endeavors alike. Imagine a cloak woven with the finest threads of light, vanishing thread by thread. As our cities expanded voraciously, they devoured not just the land but the cosmic view itself, rendering the stars to obscurity behind the relentless glare of artificial illumination. Gone are the days of staring into the abyss of space, of finding solace in the grandeur scale of the universe. Now, we look up to find ourselves encased in a dome of dismal radiance, a prison of light born of our own making. A striking similarity burgeons between the oppressive overcast of air pollution and the stifling canopy of light pollution. While one chokes the breath of life beneath it, the other smothers our last link to the natural cosmos above. This unwelcome synergy obscures not only our celestial view, but serves as a metaphor for a dimmed hope. Our relentless pursuit of advancement has erected barriers that stand between us and the universe itself. The origins of this near-perpetual twilight are not simple nor singular. The cosmetic layering of our infrastructures serves a function akin to the heat islands we've previously dissected. The concrete jungles stand tall, impenetrable, and reflective, allowing no respite, no sliver of darkness through which a star might peek. Through the veins of these sprawling cities courses the endless electricity, fueling the ever-floating smog, the same lethal garment that tightens around the throat of our dying agricultural landscape, as cited in The Great Smothering, a sky heavy with harm. To stargaze is to connect with our ancestors, an unspoken tradition stretching through aeons, but that lineage ends with us. Our children may never comprehend the once boundless ocean of galaxies that sprawled over them as they slept. Instead, they inherit our unintended legacy, the lost knowledge of the cosmos, crucial navigational and seasonal indicators vanished as if they never were. The lamentation of astronomers is not over lost stars alone. It is a requiem for the boundless curiosity that once propelled us to the moon, now snuffed out beneath the relentless advancement of an unseeing society. In our quest to light our path, we have inadvertently cast ourselves into profound darkness in relation to the universe. The paradox is almost poetic, as if humanity has tucked away the stars like a dusty atlas of space, resigning to never chart its mysteries again. As we account for the myriad sufferings, the decimated forests that once stood guard as Earth's sentinels, the ecosystems gasping for a breath of clear sky, it becomes undeniably clear that the narrative of urban sprawl is not without its celestial casualties. The absent night sky stands as an ominously silent witness to these transgressions, the environmental neglect that imperils not only our planet, but our place within the cosmos. More than just a narrative of loss, Night Sky's The Lost Canopy's legacy serves as a dark mirror, reflecting a possible future where the majesty of the universe is but a fable in the annals of human history. It is a reflection that, despite its stark depiction, aims to stir the consciousness of a society entrapped within the steel and cement fortresses of its own desires, urging a remembrance of the natural world we are irrevocably bound to, and now so desperately alienated from. Caught in this downward spiral towards ecocide, do we dare to look up for one last time to witness the haunting beauty of the universal tapestry we have unwoven? Or do we trudge forward in denial, the doomed inheritors of a legacy of loss?